The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
So, roughly, how would you word this? Gay marriage is happening in roughly half the state of Wisconsin right now. I say roughly, I think, 40, 41 and 31 was the last split that I saw. Was it 41 were and 31 weren't? Confusion reigning in the wake of Friday's ruling. More on that in a bit. We'll get to that probably in this hour. Because everybody is blaming everybody else for the confusion. Well, why weren't county clerk's offices ready for this? Everybody did know that ruling was coming on Friday. And unless you live in the deepest of caves, you would have known that Barbara Crabb was going to strike down the ban on gay marriage in Wisconsin. Anybody who even remotely follows politics knew she was going to do that. It's just the case. They're falling one by one by one around the country. You knew Wisconsin was going to be the next. But instead, confusion reigns. We'll get to that later in the show. Want to remind you, tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Stevens Point for an Americans for Prosperity event. It's working campaign. They're doing these around the state. I did one here in Green Bay. It is at the Holiday Inn located at 1001 Amber Avenue, Stevens Point. The event starts at 7. I was remiss. I didn't have a website for you. The website is itsworkingwisconsin.com. You can pre-register. You can also just show up. It's workingwisconsin.com. The event is 7 to 8:30. And I will tell you, the one in Green Bay, they ran a very tight ship. We got started. We did all of the various elements. There was a Q&A. And we're pretty much out of there by 8:30. So they have done these things several times. And they keep on a pretty good clock. It's workingwisconsin.com. It's workingwisconsin.com. If you want to check it out, you'll find the Stevens Point information there. And you'll find other ones, depending on where you are listening, either online or on air. There might be one that I think there are still some left. I don't think Point is the last one. But I will be speaking at that one tomorrow night. 7 to 8:30 is the event at the Holiday Inn in Stevens Point, 1001, that's 1001 Amber Avenue. I mention every once in a while, I mention it when someone tells me they heard Rush Limbaugh talk about something. Jason will attest, the busiest part of my day is during Rush Limbaugh's show. I get off the air and my day job begins. Jason and I have to shoot the after show video. I have a plethora of meetings. If I hear any of Rush's show, it tends to be, I don't know. It varies. I'm tempted to say the 1 o'clock hour. Depends when I get my workout in during lunch. It's hit and miss. Like a lot of people who listen to radio, it's hit and miss. I was unaware of this until I read it online this morning. Rush Limbaugh came, at least if you accept U.S. News and World Report, which is really just a website these days, U.S. News and World Report's take on it, he came within an eyelash of endorsing Scott Walker for president. That's the way they are characterizing it. There wasn't a formal 2016 endorsement from the nation's most successful talk radio host, but it came awfully close. Here's why they say that. Then they have Rush's words. So my question is, how come the media wasn't able to destroy him? Well, it's results. It's exactly right. Why haven't all of the dollars that have been spent to destroy Scott Walker succeeded? Because the reality is, he is a hugely successful governor. He's fixed a lot of things that were broken in that state. I've said I don't know how many times Scott Walker and his governorship ought to be the modern-day blueprint for the Republican Party and how to win in other states, how to win the presidency. Now, my point is, you might say, Scott Walker, nobody cares about Scott Walker. Well, the people of Wisconsin know about Scott Walker, and the people living there have elected him and have fought against efforts to recall him. He's had to fight like hell. It has not been easy. But it's the blueprint. It's evidence. He coupled that with harsh criticism for Chris Christie. Here's apparently where Rush is going with this, and some of you, I'm sure, heard him talk about this. I did not. He is afraid, and I think rightfully so, that the mainstream media is trying to anoint Chris Christie, just as they did Mitt Romney and John McCain. Moderates who can't win. And what are Republicans always told? Well, you need a moderate to win. Look at the current, look at the most recent track record. It isn't good. And there are still those who blame Sarah Palin being on the ticket. It's just ridiculous. It was a Hail Mary pass. I do admit that. I think if I live to be 114, that day, well, yeah, he held her back. I agree with that, Jason. But the day that he rode his white horse in to fix the financial crisis, where, say what you will about President, then-candidate Obama, he stayed back, which is what makes the Bergdahl thing so mind-boggling to me, because one thing President Obama is not tone-deaf on, it's politics. You remember the woman that emailed that day and said, don't say he just lost. Yet you're never supposed to be honest, right? Don't say he just lost. He just lost. That was my biggest I told you so moment ever. Ever. Jason says, you remember. Boy, you do remember this. I don't remember all of this. Jason says, I asked him if he agreed, and it took him like 2 seconds. Yes. Yeah. That was the end of that. So he went on, Limbaugh went on, and went after Chris Christie. In fact, all the attention in the mainstream media when it comes to Republican governors right now happens to be on Governor Chris Christie, whose state is a mess. Chris Christie, however, remains loved and adored by the drive-by media in comparison against the Rush Limbaugh talking. They're still trying to take him out, I understand, but it is an amazing contrast or comparison. The state of Wisconsin and the state of New Jersey and the genuine conservative governor who has literally wrested the state from Democrat control with substance, reality policies that have indeed changed for the better people's lives. They have how many recall efforts on Scott Walker that have failed? Well, one, but I'm not sure what he meant by that. But he goes on. The Christie myth is that he's conservative. The media still believes he is a conservative. The media believes he's a conservative Republican. Why is the media hyping him? Because they love him? They're hoping he gets the nomination. They think he's going to be another Northeastern Republican that gets the nomination that can lose. Then U.S. News and World Report writes, Republicans can easily ignore most of the early chatter about their potential candidates, but there's one voice that carries substantially more influence than others among the conservative electorate, and that's Limbaugh. While his 2014 reelection has mostly sidelined Walker from the White House discussion this year, it looks like he has an incomparable surrogate in his corner. Sean Hannity has done something similar, but more passive. He'll get into a general discussion about conservative politics, and then he'll just kind of throw out there, Will Hannity, I like Scott Walker. I like what Scott Walker has done. Here's the reality, and they allude to it in that last sentence. All the love from Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, if he gets on this bandwagon, which to my knowledge he hasn't really yet, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, or any other national talk show host, although even with some things that have gone on with this show, Hannity's still number two, and Limbaugh is number one. Unless and until Scott Walker defeats Mary Burke in November, none of this means anything. So they can get excited about him now, but he does have to win. And I am going to tell you, I have gone from somewhat comfortable to nervous. There is no way it should be this close. When you look at her incompetent campaign, when you look at the nonsense, it shouldn't be this close. You know what that reminds me of? Season one of Mad Men takes place in fall of 1960 during the Kennedy-Nixon race. And there, I don't remember the original name of the ad agency now. It changed some. It's Sterling Cooper. It was Sterling Cooper, I guess, just in the beginning. They get involved in doing some campaign work for Nixon. In every meeting when they're analyzing TV ads that Kennedy's running and Nixon's running, and Nixon is up by a few points in the polls, I think it's Don Draper. Someone in the meeting keeps saying it. Shouldn't be this close. Shouldn't be this close. Shouldn't be this close. They were all Nixon supporters. Well, Kennedy won. Now, that's fiction. I get that. And I'm one who, I'll admit, I had a high comfort level in this, that Scott Walker was going to pull away. I no longer feel that way. I don't know what's booing her. She hasn't spent a lot of money. Her message has been awful, and the liberal base doesn't like her. How the hell can it be this close? I really don't know. A game I'm not going to play, which some of you are playing. Oh, it's polls. I don't trust those polls. The Marquette University Law School poll has been spot on, and it now shows this a dead heat. But if he gets through November, can Limbaugh and Hannity essentially endorsing him make his rise meteoric? Yes, it can. You've seen what happens. Here's what I would say. Those shows are actually better at building candidates than knocking down candidates. They couldn't keep McCain from getting the nomination, on and on. It's 9:19.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.